Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on how it works communications. This is a small business system. In other words, how can you make it as easy as possible for your ideal prospective clients to want to work with you? We're talking about when you've had an inquiry for more information about your services. You could talk with them over the phone, in person, send them to your website, or send them an email. And of course, your specific business will determine which method is best for you. You can use some variation of the how it works communication for any of these versions. Basically, you give them an overview of your services and what they can expect. Here are the two main factors to measure your system against. So the first one is from the client's perspective. They have options. Assume they don't know who you are or what your area of specialty is. Even if you know them personally, even if you've talked with them before, assume that they don't know specifically what you're about and what your work entails comprehensively. It's your job to explain it quickly, comprehensively, and coherently. The second factor is from your perspective. You are busy, obviously. Therefore, you don't want to waste time on non-ideal clients. Your system should be as automated as possible without losing that human touch and without letting a good prospective ideal client fall through the cracks because you were too automated and too mechanical. Now, the how it works communication is related to sales. And actually, it is a sales piece, which small business people are queasy about. We just don't like anything that relates to sales. But sales is really about education. And so that's what this is. Spending the time outlining this information that I'm going to talk about is going to be huge in helping you have these conversations more comfortably. Plus, it'll decrease the number of conversations you have while increasing the quality of your clients. Here is a short list of crappy things that the How It Works document helps you avoid. There's four of them. One, it helps you avoid wasting time on people who are never going to be your client. Two, it decreases exposure to time suckers, the people who are just looking for free information and they'll sit there and they'll pick your brain for, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, as long as you let them. Three, it helps you avoid client misunderstandings because they didn't understand your process or how your rate structure worked. And the fourth one is that it saves time down the road by screening out the awful clients that you end up stressing over because they weren't properly screened. Those ones that you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I hadn't taken this person on in the first place. They exist, unfortunately. Now, you know what your good, great, and crappy client experiences have been. You know what you're good at, you know what you like to do, and this is the time to use all of that information in a strategic way. So the example that I'm going to use is a landscape architect. Here are six things to convey in your How It Works document. One, the scope of your services. For example, a landscape architect may just do design or may go all the way through to construction. Two, how your services are different from others. Three, what your specialties are. So again, this landscape architect, maybe you prefer working with natives, maybe you prefer properties over half an acre in size, maybe you create awesome water features. Putting this in this document, in this communication, helps you connect with your ideal clients. Okay, so there's three more. So four, this is an opportunity to put a bit of your personality and perspective and flair in. As consumers, as clients, we want to work with people we're comfortable with. This is an opportunity to give them a taste of that. Five, it shows that you're organized and professional. Personally, if I want to re-landscape my front yard and I have to grill you with questions to find out if you're a good fit for me, that tells me that you don't have a good grasp of service. You are the expert here. You have a better understanding of what my needs are and what it's going to take to satisfy those needs. Assume that I don't know diddly squat. I have some ideas. I know I want a great looking front yard, and you as the expert, take it from there. And the final one, it shows what league you're in by referencing other clients or projects. Obviously, this one must be in line with your confidentiality policy and agreements. You know, as an example again, so I could say, as being the landscape architect, the city of Nevada City hired me to do X, Y, and Z, or I was the lead landscape architect of a property featured on the annual Soroptimus Garden Tour. Put that information out there. Let people know where you've been. The elements to include in your How It Works communication to best attract your prospective ideal clients, I've got 8 things here. 1, a friendly greeting that can be easily personalized based on how you met them. Obviously, you're making connections, developing relationship here. 2, a brief description of your services and specialties. 3, what makes your services special? You can also refer to benefits here. That's a big one. 4, when do people call you? In other words, what phase are they in? Preventative, in crisis? When typically do people call you? You're helping people self-identify whether they're in the right position to work with you or not. 5, what can they expect? So we're looking at things like timeline, cost, overview of payment schedule, what they'll need to provide for you for best results. The biggest guideline here is to anticipate their questions. You know what people need to know just by the questions that they ask. You've been in business, you know what questions people ask. Anticipate their questions and answer them in this document. 6, reference other clients or projects, again, as appropriate. 7, specific next actions. This is the call to action. What do you want them to do next? And finally, a friendly sign-off and signature with your contact info, making it really easy. After you've drafted out a version, set it aside for a couple of days and then come back to it. Does it read well from a potential client's point of view? Is it as you focused as possible? You know, you, not everything I, but you, because you're talking about your client. Is it concise? The longer it is, the harder it is for them to get through. And finally, does it convey the tone that you want it to convey? Note that for phone conversations, the strategy is different because it's not a one-way communication. Early on in the call, you can ask them what their needs or their goals are and incorporate that into your description, but you still want to go over the same talking points. And a final thing is, notice that nowhere in this did you actually say to them, "My ideal client is like this." That's completely impersonal. However, providing all of this information acts as a filter. When you have a document that relays your information in your personality, the best clients for you are going to resonate with it and take the next step. Get more Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons at naturalprofessional.com. I'm Shawn Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is over.